We're back on the game. Hour two, we'll get back into Tiger Woods, Danny Duffy. What do I always say about fans trying to troll people in the stands, trying to be clever, trying to get in the head of opponents? My hard, fast rule is you have to be funny. Same rule as comedians that are going to go down roads that are generally frowned upon. You are going to make jokes about something that a lot of people think that you should not make jokes about. You better be funny. You can do it, but you better be legitimately funny. If you're going to be a fan that's trying to troll the opponent, you better be clever and you better be funny. I have a good example of it and a bad example of it, all from this weekend. Good example, the Tiger Woods sign that was at the Royals game as the Royals were playing the Detroit Tigers yesterday that did have his mugshot and said it's been a bad day for Tigers. That's clever.
Or it's a bad day to be a Tiger.
Or it's been a bad day for Tiger, something to that effect, and it had Tiger Woods mugshot on it. That's clever. Well done. You can bring that sign, I think, in good faith and feel good about it. What I don't like, what is with the animals? Why, we had this discussion recently about live chickens.
Live animals are always funny.
Your cause is that you want to upset PETA and bring live chickens in a Bramlage Coliseum when we play Kansas. It's just, it's not, that's not clever. It's been done before. It's a new day and age. We don't need to be disrupting the game with live chickens. And the Nashville Predators fan who went to game one of the Stanley Cup final in Pittsburgh and literally, what did he say he did? He vacuum sealed a dead catfish, stuck it in his compression shorts, snuck it in, took it out, threw it onto the ice in the middle of the second period. Why do we need to? What is with
it's funny.
The infatuation with animals. Is it funny?
Yes, it's funny. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at and it's really just like half of a catfish that's just laying out there on the ice. A catfish is always funny. Always funny.
I
have no problem with that whatsoever.
I just do not get it. That is one of those things that I don't think is funny and clever. And therefore, you deserve to be kicked out of the game, and you deserve to get the charges that are coming after him, which are also pretty hilarious.
They are funny. He was charged with possessing an instrument of a crime and also disrupting a meeting. Okay.
If you throw it in the middle of the second period, you 1,000% deserve that disrupting a meeting charge.
He should have thrown it at the beginning of the game. I agree.
You are quite literally disrupting an athletic meeting.
By
throwing a catfish onto the ice in the second period.
But absolutely making the meeting better by introducing catfish.
No, how is that making it better?
It's
what do you enjoy about seeing a dead catfish with guts spewing out of it on the ice?
I mean, it would have been funny to be just about any animal, but it's a catfish.
I'm going to say the same thing that I said the other day. I really hope nobody from PETA ever listens to this show. And just for the record, if they do, you are the one that is just flying straight in the face of PETA. I have nothing to do with this. I condemn this 100%. I hope they throw the disrupting a meeting book at the fan who threw the catfish out onto the ice.
You thought that I was lying about this or exaggerating, but I was not. I would rather watch that for an hour than watch an episode of Catfish the TV show.
I actually watched Catfish today.
And?
It wasn't too bad.
It's entertaining. It's not the most highbrow thing in the world. Some of it is staged, but it's entertaining TV.
I'm hungry.
Sure you've watched
anyone else hungry? I'm hungry.
No, see, I don't like to eat catfish either, so I want no part of any of this. Oh. I want none of this.
Here's what you do. 60% seasoned flour, 40% cornmeal.
100% throw it on the ice because it's hilarious.
Dip it in a little bit of milk and raw egg mixture first, then put it in the batter, deep fry it. Excellent.
Coming up an hour or two of the show when we come back, I think there's only one comparable example to Tiger's fall as far as athletes hitting rock bottom. You're listening to The Game.